I believe that this is a great time for us to actually get into this level of awareness to where we're able to understand who we are, to understand our total true essence of coming into our being, of what it is that we have a relationship. When you understand and who you are and understand in consciousness that it is your own reality that makes you who you are, we know about the law of cause and effect. And I think at this particular time that one will want to delve into the level of demonstration. What do I mean by that? I mean, it's time to see results. It's time to put these laws to practice. It's time to make the events that we want to make to happen. It's time to start creating our world, to creating opportunities, creating solutions. I find that even in this time, I'll say this, I'll come out on the limb and say this tonight, that I believe that these times we live in now are one of the greatest times to live in. And some people may say, well, what do you mean this is one of the better times to live in? Because I understand the concept of famine. I understand the concept of recession. I understand the concept of high prices in gas and high prices and everything else. And when you begin to understand and know that the abundant universal presence within you is more than enough, it brings you to a level of awareness where you do not actually have in your consciousness the spirit or the thought of lack. There is no lack. There is no limitations. There are no hindrances in your world because you understand that you are the total true manifestation of God. Now, I'm going to tell you those that are on the phone tonight, what I want you to do is I'm actually going to do this. We're going to continue this on Sunday. But those of you that are listening, I want you to, if you can, to get yourself a piece of jade. Jade is what we would call the abundance stone. It's a stone of abundance. Why would I say that? Because stones have been known to give out great energy. Any of you that have ever studied the power of stones understand that, for instance, those of you that wear birthstones, you wear diamonds, you wear just different kind of stones that women like or that people like to wear. But stones give out vibrational energies that actually assist you and actually protect you and heal you. Stones have healing power within them. And so even in this particular time right now, those of you that are listening, I want you to get a piece of jade. Now, those that are in the Enlightenment Center, I will have some jade for everybody on Sunday. But I want you to get jade. Why jade? Because jade is the abundant stone. Those of you who have ever studied the Chinese people, they have studied the Chinese people. The Chinese people always have jade in their offices, any kind of jade in their business structures, because jade is an abundant stone. It's an abundant stone that gives off the abundance. It opens up, it allows you to receive that abundant energy, that abundant flow from the universe. Even now, as we get to enter into these times, it's very great that we understand and start using the powers of the stones because they're actually great. They're wonderful to use. When you begin to use those stones, now jade is a stone that we're going to use. As a matter of fact, when we started doing the newsletters, I would always put a different stone in the actual newsletter. And what we're going to be doing this week is I'm going to be sending out another letter this week that will show you how to work with the stones, how to use them, especially the jade stone. In this level of abundance that we're getting into now, it's all about consciousness, having the abundant consciousness to know that we have more than enough, to know that you are money, those that are listening now. Even if you could write this affirmation and begin to talk to yourself and know that you are money. Why would I say that you are money? Because you only attract in life what you are. And the reason why a lot of us don't have money or in a low supply of money, because we have not become money. You only attract what you are. And so if I want money, I must become money. I must constantly affirm within myself that I am money. And once I confirm and affirm in my heart, my mind, and my soul that I am money, it is then and only then where I begin to attract the money that I need. If I am seeking love, I must become love. And then all of a sudden, I will attract love from every aspect of my life because I have become that which I want to attract. And so when we understand that and know that within ourselves, that any time that there is lack in our life, it is a signal that we must now work to become the thing that we lack. Because whatever I become, that's what I attract to myself, and there is no more lack anymore. And so once we stay connected to the source, meditation is very important. It's very important that we meditate, and when we come into this level of awareness of understanding who we are, understanding what it is that brings us into this level of awareness, how peaceful and great it is to understand. Even on Sundays, as I told you before, we need to become money generators. We need to know that our job is not our only source of income, but that we can have the opportunity to receive residual income, to receive income even while we sleep. Money should be coming in, to understand that we are creators and we ought to create our own world. And once we understand and know that and come into that context of consciousness, not thinking as the world wants us to think, not being programmed how the world has programmed us, but to be deprogrammed and to reprogram our minds. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when you begin to renew your mind, it is then and only then that you can renew your world. And so when we understand that and know, I want to ask you a question tonight, even as you're sitting here on this phone call, what are you thinking about? Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so what that means is, whatever I think, I am. What am I thinking about? Am I constantly thinking about lack, depression, hindrance, limitations, anything that's shown up in my world that's not what I want it to be? It has to be because of what I think, because as a man thinketh, so is he. So I must then go within myself and change my thoughts. Because if I can change my thoughts, then I can change the outward appearance that's being magnified in front of me now. And so when I begin to understand that and know that in the context of what it is, it brings me into that greater awareness to understand even when we come into that level of awareness to understand what it is that we have within ourselves, to bring it into that essence of understanding that I am the total true manifestation of God. It brings me into that when I know that that's the total true consciousness. What am I thinking? I must begin to change my thoughts, because it's after I change my thoughts, I can change my world. Understanding, what does it mean to change my thoughts? Because to change my thoughts, is not the only thing that needs to be done. I must change my feelings. I must change the way that I talk. Because a lot of times we can change our thoughts, but we're not changing our feelings. We can change our feelings, but we're not changing what I say. But hey, we can change I'm not thinking in lack anymore, but you're still talking in lack. You're still constantly telling people I don't have any money. You're still constantly telling people that I'm broke. You're still constantly telling people that I don't have it. And so constantly, you're constantly creating your own world. Why? Because your word is your future. What you say is what you get. Understand that the words you speak, they create and shape your atmosphere. They shape and create your world. And a lot of times we speak things, we're so programmed to automatically speak things, we don't realize what we're saying. We're canceling out the manifestation that we're bringing into existence. We're canceling it out. We're contradicting ourselves because of we feel one way and we say another thing. And what happens is now is the time for demonstration to see results, to start seeing those results that come. Now, when we talk about money, money is energy. Money deals with understanding and concepts. The reason why I'm getting into money tonight, because there's somebody on this phone call. There's a woman. You have black hair. It's long. As I know that you're on the phone, you have on a blue shirt. I don't know what city you're in. You're not in Vegas, but you're having a financial problem right now. That's one of the reasons why I want to talk about money, because I understand that that's a very big issue right now. And so with dealing with money, I'll let you in on what I've learned, even from the master prophet, even R. Jordan. Money has ears, and if you know how to speak to money, money will listen to you. Why? Money is not to be spent, and a lot of us, we spend our money. Money is to be circulated, which means that when you spend, when you write your bills, when you go to the store, instead of saying, I spent my money, you should constantly tell yourself that I circulated my money, which means as I write my bills out and send them out, I'm only circulating money because it's coming right back to me again. But that which you spend will never come back. It's done. And so we have to understand that money is nothing but energy. Where is your energy? As a matter of fact, when you start dealing with the creation chakra, the sexual organ chakra, it also deals with money. And it's very ironic how the chakra that deals with money also deals with sex, because if you understand, even if you look at the incident of the prostitute who sells herself for sex, understanding that money and sex have been combined. When you look at it from that aspect of it to understand even the blockage that can be in that chakra, that's why it's very important that we have balances within our chakras, because if there's a blockage in the heart chakra, there's usually problems in the relationship. There's problems in communication. There's problems in how to love oneself and also how to love their spouse or their mate. And so it's very important that we begin to allow ourselves to be attuned through the chakras, to have our chakras balanced out, to take out the negative energy and put in the clear energy, the vibrant, uplifting, enlightening energy. And so as we do that, it brings us into that level of awareness to where we become who we are. We become the dreamer. We become the adventurer, the one who takes the journey that they call life. When you begin to look at understanding, one asks the question of how do I get money? How do I make more money? How do I increase my sustenance? Anytime you're stretching or going outside of yourself to try to get more money, what happens is you're not going to get it, because you never get out of life what you want. You only get out of life what you become. And so it's very ironic, because you have to become money. That's the only way that you can actually attain the level of money that you want. Any millionaire, any wealthy billionaire, they're not striving to become rich. They have it in consciousness. That's why if you look at Bill Gates, he can go bankrupt one day, and then 6 months later, he's back where he was before, because it's not about the material aspects. It's his consciousness. He has a billionaire's consciousness. And once you understand that, you must become that level of consciousness. The Bible says, to him that has, it will be given to him. What does that mean? That means anything that I want in the physical world, I must have it in consciousness first. And to him that don't have, it will be taken away from him. That means that a lot of us are going outside of ourselves to get these physical things, and what happens is they're being taken away from us, because in reality, we really didn't have them. We didn't have them in consciousness. We only have them in the material world, but we didn't have it in consciousness. And so a lot of times, it gets taken away from us, because that which you really have can never be taken away from you. Even if something happens and it goes away for a while, it will come back again, because it's really yours. What's really yours won't be taken away from you. But that which you have in consciousness must first be have and must be first obtained, and you must become in consciousness first, and then it will happen in the material aspect. And so when we begin to understand that, using the jade stone is very important, even in your meditations, even in how you deal with that aspect of it. Now, another thing that we deal with is we're in the year 2008. We're coming up to the month of August. August is coming up with a month where it's going to be 888. It's going to be August, which is the month of 8, the day of 8, in 2008. So we're coming into a day of 888. Everybody thinks that's a great day. It is a pretty great day, because 8 is the number of prosperity. 8 is the number of money. If you also go into any Chinese, Korean, any of the Asian businesses, you will see the number 8 in their business, on their wall, hanging on their wall. Why? Because the number 8 represents prosperity. It represents great business prosperity, financial prosperity. The number 8 deals with the opening of as above, so below, which is in your consciousness, which is in your mind. We now made on earth as it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. Those of you that even study the mystical understanding of the tarot card, if you look at the card of the magician, he has the number 8 turned sideways, and that number 8 turned sideways is actually the symbol of infinity. And so when you understand the concept of the powers that be, of understanding that this knowledge that we have to now apply to our lives to get the demonstration that we want. Now, I've been telling people for the last week, the people that I've been running into that have been saying to me, you know, Jonathan, and I'm really in a financial situation, and I need an increase. And I just told them a simple situation to do. I said, just start talking about money. Well, what do you mean talk about money? I said, you ever talked about somebody and all of a sudden they just popped up, they just called you, and you said, you know what, you're going to live a long time. I was just talking about you the other day, and you just up and called me. Just start talking about money and watch money start showing up. Watch money start coming out of anywhere. Just start talking about money. But don't talk about money in the context of not having it or wanting it or needing it, but talk about money in a good way, like you already have it. Just start talking about money and watch money begin to show up, because it's very ironic and it's very unusual that for you not to talk about money and it not show up. Money has to show up, because as you speak, money will listen. Also understand that money is like a woman who must be wooed and pursued, to understand that when you get money, you must know what to do with money, because money only attracts itself. And so when we understand and know what it is that we need to do and what is it that we have, a lot of us want money, but we want money for what? To survive, to pay bills, to take care of different things that we have to take care of. But understand that in every aspect of your life, you must have a plan. What is your plan? And as long as you have a plan as to what you're doing and where you're going, even in your finances, a lot of us, we have a plan in our relationships. We have a plan for our careers. We have a plan for our children, for our families. But when it comes to money, we don't want a plan with that. We basically just do what we need to do. We don't want nobody else to plan with us when it comes to the finances, because this is where your heart is. This is where your value is. And I think a lot of times when you really take that hard value, that hard love, and that dependency away from money, because a lot of us are dependent on money. If we didn't have no money tomorrow and we was just out and didn't have anything, our worlds would be over. But when we become to understand that consciousness is our only reality, in reality, you really don't need money. And so when you understand that and not so depending on having money, to think that your world will be destroyed and your world is over because you don't have money, when you begin to not be so dependent on it, it is then also that your consciousness will rise, where you start becoming a master over yourself and not allowing money to be your master, but you now have become a master over your money. Jordan was talking this week as he came in on Friday, and he was talking about the job. He said that a job is being just over broke, J-O-B. And he says that you can't really become rich in this world by working for somebody else, because when you work for somebody else, you're basically helping them create their own world. You're making them rich. You're not making yourself rich. And a lot of times what we need to do is tap into that entrepreneurial spirit that we have to start your own business, to start your own enterprise, whatever it is that you have within you, because it's then and only then that you're able to have total control of your life, of what you're doing. You have become a master of your life, which means to find what you love to do, and they say the money will follow. They say if you do what you love to do, you'll never work another day in your life, which means that if you love what you're doing, it's not a job to you anymore, because you love what you're doing, you're constantly growing, you're constantly doing. And so it's bringing you into that level of awareness to where now you become even more advanced in your understanding, more advanced in your knowledge that you have in relationship to being the person that you want to be. We understand and we know also that we have the reality factor, because a lot of times being on the job is a trap. Those of you that have read my book, Breaking the Walls of Limitation, I talk about that. If you don't have it, you can go to the website, which is theenlightenmentcenter.net, and you can order your copy. I'll personally sign it for you and send it to you. The trap. What is the trap? The J-O-B is the trap, because as you take a regular job, a regular 9-to-5, you get caught in the trap because you get paid every 2 weeks. And so once you get caught into the trap of always working just to make ends meet, just to survive, it's hard to get out of that now, because you're so caught into I can't leave this job because I got bills I got to pay, I got things that I got to do. And you're caught in the trap of the every 2 weeks I get paid, or the every week I get paid, and just the constantly of working and getting paid, working and getting paid. And you get caught in the trap because there's no way for you to get out of that. The only way for you to get out of that trap is to create some more money from another source. Like I told you guys earlier, that your job should not be just your primary source of income, because there's more than one ways to make money. There's more than one way to bring finances into your home. So understand that you can have more than one way of getting income. That's why we begin to get the entrepreneur spirit going, and we begin to tap into the entrepreneur spirit to where we start creating money from all different aspects. You start teaching your children to become entrepreneurs, and we see how these young kids now are becoming millionaires overnight as they're taking their ideas and putting them out into the open and doing certain things. And that's why it's very important that even your children, whatever dreams and goals that they have, that you do not discourage them from doing what they want to do, even though you may not understand. This generation that we have is a very technology, informational, internet generation that we're dealing with. And a lot of the parents don't understand the language, the terminologies. And so sometimes they get confused and try to discourage the children. But you ought to let your children do what it is that they need to do in this generation, because this generation is a generation of technology, and these kids are very advanced in what they know and their knowledge. And so it's very wise for you to allow them to come into their own, even at the age that they're at now, the young kids at 10, 11, 12, or 15, all the way up to 18 that are coming into their own, that are having these ideas to start these businesses, these different things that they want to get into, to allow them to go and express their dreams, to understand that this is a time now, a generation now, where this is what I call the youth generation, where the children are taking a stand and they're becoming very advanced in their knowledge and how they do things. And it's very important that we don't discourage them or hinder them from coming into who they are. And so as we enter into that level of understanding and knowledge, where we come into that basic understanding of who we are as a people, as a total manifestation of God, and we bring that in to that level of awareness, it definitely brings us to a place where we're able to become the person who we want to be. How would it feel to have all your bills paid? How would it feel to have more than enough money in the bank where you didn't have to work anymore? How would it feel to be able to get up anywhere you wanted to go and just jump on an airplane and fly to any state, any country, to go anywhere you wanted to go and not be constantly worrying or bogged down about not having enough money or how am I going to pay this bill? Well, you have that opportunity based on the level of consciousness that you have. You create your own reality according to your faith, so be it. And so as we come into that understanding of what it is, I also tell people a lot of times, I've been working with this personally, and I can definitely tell you for these last past 2 weeks, some amazing things have happened to me. I have what I call a money book. And in the money book, what I do is it's a little book. It's like a diary, if you want to call it. And I constantly just write down things about little affirmations about money. I write down things that I'm manifesting, bringing into everything in the book, every affirmation, every line that I write, every affirmation, every conscious thought that I write that has to do with money, I put it in my money book. And what I've been noticing is that even at some crazy times, things have been just happening. Money has been showing up. Things have been coming into awareness. Just for instance, I've done more personal consultations within the last 3 weeks than I have done since I've been in Vegas. So we understand that as you begin to use these precepts and these laws, and you continue to use them and apply them to your lives, that you will start to see how things begin to change and how opportunities. I just was presented with another opportunity on today to increase my finances from another source. So it's very important that you stay connected to the source and know that there's always more than one way to get money. If you ever heard me say that you should receive money from the north, south, the east, and the west, from the four corners of the earth, you should receive an abundance of income, but according to your faith, so be it. If you cannot see yourself getting money, if you cannot see yourself coming into a greater awareness of increase, nobody else will see it for you. You must see it for yourself. And then once you see it for yourself, it will bring you into that level of awareness to where you now begin to understand. This Sunday, those of you that are in the Enlightenment Center, we're going to have some jade stones for you. Those of you that do not have a jade stone that are listening outside of Vegas, I want you to email me at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. I want you to put in the subject line jade stone, J-A-D-E, and I'm going to contact you and show you how I can stay in contact with me to get you the jade stone that you need, and we're going to show you how to work with it, because it is an abundant stone. It's a great stone to use, and as we begin to enter into this level of consciousness, this season that we're in, right now, it's very important that we elevate our consciousness to have a prosperity consciousness. And so those of you that are listening, also stay connected with us. You can go to our website, which is theenlightenmentcenter.net. Also, you can email us at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. Also, on Mondays, we're doing a radio show, the Aware Talk Radio, which is on blogtalkradio.com. That's B-L-O-G, blogtalkradio.com. And the name of the show, the station is Aware Talk Radio. And then on Wednesdays, we do astrology classes for those of you that are in the Las Vegas area that would like to learn everything about astrology. If you ever had any curiosities about it, definitely come down, any questions. Also, in the next couple of weeks, I might do a test this Sunday, but in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be live streaming. So once again, you guys will be able to watch us live from your own home on the computer. So we're going to be working with that even this week, starting this week. So we'll keep you informed with that. Also, if you have any comments, any advice that you need, definitely contact me as well. You can go to the website where our address is and our telephone numbers. You can call us. If anybody here is on the call and has any comments,